Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, he's awake again. Tim Sniffen, he's awake again.
Oh God, I'm still here. Why are you keeping me here?
Tim Sniffen is trying to talk to me. Oh, damn it, my communicator's not working.
Have I been kidnapped? Why can't I remember how I got here?
Listen, you haven't been kidnapped. You volunteered for this, I guess you could call it an experiment.
Oh no, I know what this is. This is like Flatliners.
No, it's not like Flatliners. See, look, we even have posted signs that say, this isn't a Flatliner situation.
This isn't a Flatliner situation. I see that now. Then what did I volunteer for?
There's no time. I need to shock you back into the transmission.
Shock me?
This isn't gonna hold long.
But just to remember that the Hello from the Magic Tavern live show in Chicago is next Saturday, December 17th. Guests, air quotes, will include Brooke Bright as Flower, Beth Malusky as Claudia the Witch, and a special, air quotes, Masters of Mayhem opening act, with Chris Rathjen, Sarah Shockey, and Kevin Soretta as the Baron, Squibbert, and Dripfang. That's Saturday, December 17th at Chicago's Talia Hall. Not interested in Chicago in winter? Have I not sold it enough? There'll be a Magic Tavern live show at the San Francisco Sketch Fest on the afternoon of Saturday, January 21st, with special guest Guy Branum from Talk Show The Game Show and Bros, the movie that made America say, not quite yet. That's Saturday, January 21st at the Brava Theater as part of the San Francisco Sketch Fest. Links for tickets to both live shows in the show notes. With that out of the way, is there any energy left to be entertained? Not really. So enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the strange familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And it's winter solstice time, which is so delightful. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong or whatever.
Chunt, are you okay? I would just set this up this is a series of winter solstice episodes.
Oh, yeah, baby, I guess.
Are you okay, bud? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm fine. Presses face against window, looks out at the snow.
Oh, Chun, are you sad that you can't go out and play?
Well, that ends.
Because you can't. We talked about this. You can't go out and play until you finish your chores around the tavern.
But I want to, and also, Arnie, it's not really that. It's, remember Holly Fox, who gave me that box?
Yeah, the fox with the box.
Yeah, I thought we had something. It just feels like every time I meet someone and fall in love with them in the first few minutes, I'm always disappointed. Yeah. What is that? Why is it always happening to me?
Maybe. Yeah. No, I got nothing. I don't know.
Well, that's all right, Arnie. I think you're the handsomest boy of all, Chunt.
Really?
Yes, I think of all the little boys around Nibblebottom here, you're the handsomest. Don't you agree, Arnie?
Sure, I guess. Even with my winter solstice socks pulled all the way up to my thighs?
Oh, yes, I think anyone who makes fun of you is jealous.
Even with my runny nose?
Even with your runny nose.
And when I wipe it upwards into my hair and slick it back. Fur, I should say.
Now that's just straight up nasty.
But it makes me look cool. Oh. I thought I was the cutest little boy.
Usador. We can't let him outside the tavern like this. People see him. He looks like shit right now.
Well, I mean, you just gotta encourage him. We have to encourage him. Arnie, say something encouraging.
Oh, gent, you're so great. Someday you'll find love.
Really?
Eventually.
Well, I do want love, but what I also want, what my heart really desires, is a dead spider bing bong gun. Oh, if I could just have a dead spider bing bong gun, all my dreams would come true. Arnie, it's a gun that shoots dead spiders. What?
Arnie, explain to him why he can't have the dead spider
bing bong gun?
Yes.
You can just call it BB for short.
We've been over this, Chunt. You'll shoot your flies out.
But all these flies are on my snot and my fur. I want them gone.
Okay. Now that I think about it, yeah. That's a bad reason for me not to let you have it, because it's what you wanted to do.
Please, Arnie, my heart is broken. Please, this will mend it. This will fix everything for sure. This is the last thing I'll ever want.
Okay, fine. Look, we'll get back to this Christmas story. But it reminds me, Usador, as we're entering Christmas season, I heard that there's some early Christmas wishing going on.
Oh, yes, Arnie. But I have come up with a clever way to answer all of the Christmas wishes, for it is my duty to do so, since I technically killed the Dark Lord. Mm-hmm. I am now Chris and must do all of the things that people wish for this season during the winter solstice holidays.
Yeah, due to the Christmas clause, you killed the old Christmas, and so now you are cursed to be Christmas.
That's right. But what I have done is I have gone to the tiny village inside of my hat, where there is another tavern filled with tiny Usadors, and each one of those Usadors goes off and grants one of the wishes and then comes back to return to my hat. Just a small aspect of me that can complete their wish, and I can just, I don't know, hang out here and get drunk.
Yeah, now, we've been inside your hat. We remember that bar vividly. I still have nightmares. Uh-huh. Does each one of the Usadors in that bar also have a tiny world in their hat, and so forth and so on?
I mean, I assume so.
Is it?
I mean, we
Usadors
could get
10,
12
down?
Episodes out of that.
Sure, if you want to play all the characters in all 12 of those.
Sure, why not?
Well, Usador, I think this is a great Christmas plan. It's a great way that you can have all these Christmas wishes be granted, and we don't have to devote a whole episode to it.
Oh, good. Well, very well then. Move on.
Oh, but we're going to devote about 2 more minutes to it. Because I have this glowing ball of light that was delivered to the tavern. I think
It's called an orb, Arnie. How long have you been in Foon now? It's an orb. It's clearly an orb.
An orb?
An orb.
Orb. Orb?
If that was an orb spider, I could shoot it with my dead spider bing bong gun.
Why is it called that?
Why is it called a dead spider bing bong gun?
Why is it called an orb? Orb.
What do you mean, why is it called an orb? I don't know why it's called. Why is it called the sky? Why is it called the ground? Why is it called a river?
Anyway, this glowing magical orb says that it contains the Christmas wish of... Oh, the tree wench. Let's listen.
Oh, shake it.
It's me, the tree wench. I have a Christmas wish that I need fulfilled. This Christmas, Chris must cure me sap infection.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's a simple enough one.
Do you consciously pick which one of the Usadors you're going to send out to grant this wish?
Well, yes, but of course, for they must be suited to the task. Who could cure the sap of the tree wench?
Ooh, I have an idea.
Yes?
I don't remember if we talked to him, but I remember him kind of sitting in a corner. Well, I should say they. Do you know about Usafor? It's 4 little Usadors in a trench coat.
Yes, I know Usafor.
And they try and always kind of sneak into shows and whatnot. They might be good at it. You know, 4 heads are better than 1.
Yes, but you must not confuse Usafor with Usafloor.
Oh, right. The wizard that's a plank of wood.
Yeah, also known as Zonin and Hoog Plankus.
Sure, of course.
That's a mouthful.
Or Usafora, which is just, you know, a lotion.
I mean, has a lot of wonderful expensive. Products that you yeah. yes,
it's expensive.
Yusufor!
Yeah? The four of us is gonna go off and cure the tree wench. Here we go. Get on your trench coat, boys. Get up on my shoulder. Yo, you get up on my shoulder. No, you get up on my shoulder. You get up on my shoulder.
Well, I'm sure they'll cure the tree wench's sap in no time.
Okay. Oh, wait. You know, I'm so sorry. We don't have to do this the whole episode, but there is one more orb here. Magical orb. It looks like it's from Hans Hoffman Science Mothman.
Hello, this is Hans Hoffman, the Science Mothman. I have a single request for Chris this Christmas season. Chris must forgive his enemies, including me, if I am one of them. I don't even know if he knows who I am. But it seems to me like Chris probably has a not insignificant number of grudges that he holds. But you can't, Chris, you cannot quench thirst with salt water. Chris, you must put your chin up. You must put your shoulders back and walk on. Walk on, Chris.
Well, this sounds like a job for Hugsador.
Hugsador?
Oh, yes. He's very touchy-feely. He asks permission to hug now, but once upon a time, he just hugged like a fucking madman.
Yikes, bikes.
But he's very... He'll be very caring and open to the Mothman, and I'm sure that they'll make up in no time. Hugsador!
Yes. Oh, it's so good to see you, man. Oh, here, yeah. Come on, give me a big one.
No, I'm good.
Arnie, how are
no,
you?
No, come on.
I thought he asked permission.
Chant, it's good to see you.
Yeah, come on. Come on in. Yeah.
We go way back.
Hugsador, hey. This is why we haven't seen you on the podcast before, because you're a little out of control.
Okay. Well, I got to go. I got stuff to do. I'm going to go hug a moth. Bye-bye.
I love his catchphrase.
Oh, and of course, Hugsador, not to be confused with Mugsador, who Arnie always calls Jim Carrey, or Butt Plugsador.
Mm-hmm.
Self-explanatory.
Or Pugsador.
Or Pugsador.
Got a lot of breathing problems.
Farts all the time.
Mm-hmm. Probably dead by now.
Look, I know who lives in my hat.
Usador, can I ask? Every time we hear one of those magical orbs, there's that sound that plays at the end. Is that like the sound of the wish being locked in or something? Like, what is that?
No, now, fear not. All that sound means is that now that the wish has been cast, I am bound to it, and it must be granted. Or I'll die.
Oh, thunder and lightning indoors.
Oh.
That doesn't seem safe. Wait, that piece of lightning, it illuminated someone right behind you. That looks like a familiar face. I know that face.
That's our guest this week. Ooh, I'm realizing now, very rude in spending all this time dealing with these orbs instead of just getting to our guest. But anyway, it's our guest, journeying story singer, Spirulina Jazz Hands.
Hey, Spirulina!
Oh, is that my cue?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on up to the table.
Can I make my entrance?
Oh, yes, please join us here at the table. It's been so long.
Wow. It has been so long! Well, thank you for having me over here, gentlemen. It's so wonderful to see you.
It's wonderful to see you.
Wonderful to see thee as well. Could I procure you a drink here from the tavern?
Oh, I would love that. You know, just anything that sparkles.
Anything that sparkles, but not your eyes.
I wouldn't want to drink my eyes.
What the fuck? Usador, don't serve her own eyes.
Tromsador, get back in my hat.
That's charming, Jesus.
Oh, I see.
He thinks it is.
Spirulina, can I just say, that was in-fucking-credible that you tap-danced all the way over here and did the splits right on the table. I will say, you don't have to keep doing the splits. You can take a seat.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you right now that I have been on a self-seeking journey, and I have found that I contain multitudes. I molt now every single year. And in that year, there are micromolts and macromolts. And I sometimes do lose feathers. And that's new. And I am approaching middle age. I'm almost 500. Yikes.
I don't want to hear.
I didn't say it because I wanted you to say anything. That was not what I was looking for.
I don't think you look a day over 200. Get the hell out of here!
Well, no, he can stay.
Oh, okay. Well, Tromsador, come back over here. Hello.
Note to self. Tell a fox I'm going to serve her her own liquefied eyes.
No, not that part. Just that she looks younger than she says she is.
Okay,
it's very important to make the distinction. So, what I mean is, I am pushing the boundaries of what I thought I was capable of doing. And one thing I realize I could do is splits all the time. And, you know, once you start living your authentic life, you just don't want to stop. You know, I took a wonderful trip. I just blew up my life and went to I traveled the southern region of Foon. Ooh. I'm writing a tome about it at the moment. Mm. I'm calling it Eat, Curse, Detest.
Ooh.
And I'm just sucking the marrow out of this life. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. It's very important to grasp on to what is important in this life and to live life to its fullest, because we are all but gossamer upon the wind, and soon we shall dissipate into nothingness.
That's so beautiful. I would love to turn that into a song.
As
you know, I was a journeying... Right. Well, I'm more of a consultant now.
Oh.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. But I dabble.
So what is the nature of the consulting that you do? You consult people on how to make songs?
Yes, pretty much, yes. And, you know, I've hit on something that I think is rather interesting, and I think it's... I have to say, I could hear you over my tap dancing, which is just something that has developed, that I'm able to sort of have this amazing hearing now that I tap all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't help but hearing about the orbs and about Christmas, and, you know, I do have a venture that I'm exploring, because remember if I told you last time, I used to sing, but I kept on missing all of the exciting events that would happen. So I was just always sort of singing about something
right.
I wasn't there for. And then I started being there for all sorts of events, you know, but what happened is I froze. You know how we sort of think, oh, you know, if I'm on a carriage and all of a sudden it's held up by a bunch of angry war toads, you know, oh, I'm going to be the first one to jump out there and punch them in their four eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? You might think that you'd be the person to stand up and do that, but you don't know what's going to happen. It's called adrenaline. And when adrenaline comes, she is a bitch, I'll tell you what. She's a very, not to reference your, I suppose it's a fox that is your lover. Did I get that right? The badger?
Well, more of a, not really a lover, I wish. More of like an acquaintance who gave me a weird cursed box.
Oh.
Well,
you know,
that
I just
wasn't
meant
a metaphor.
No, unfortunately.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, Adrenaline's sort of a fox. She's a foxy bitch because you don't know
Ooh.
If she's going to serve you or not. And I found that I was in all of these different places with things happening, and I had to sing songs about what happened, but how, you know, it would be like, there I was sitting with the baby and the witch, when all of a sudden I saw that the baby fell in a ditch, and I did nothing. I just sat.
Oh.
I did nothing. Oh. I lay flat. And the baby was saved by someone other than me. You know, and I just wasn't getting traction on songs Oof. Like that because, mm-hmm. you know, I sound like a horrible person.
Well, who
wow,
saved the
what
baby?
What a fucking roller coaster, whatever those are.
I still think there's an opportunity here for a wonderful song. Not to tell you how to do your business, but you witnessed a baby being saved, so you could tell, you could sing the tale of the hero who saved the baby instead of casting yourself as the person who didn't save the baby. I feel like that's some negative self-talk coming out through your music.
Well, do you know what? You are so correct, and that is what I discovered on my self-journey through the southern region of Foon. And I sort of found myself, and I said, you know, I want to tell my own story.
Ooh.
And I want to have my own business, as it were. So, yes. So now I find other people who want to be story singers, and I'll sort of help them. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say two quick things. One, Arnie, we got to have this adrenalina. We got to have her on the show. And two, Spirulina, I have a song I've been working on. Do you mind if I hire you to consult?
Oh, I would be so honored. What is the song?
And there's no amount we won't pay.
I'm listening.
You support. What are you doing?
I just want to give away all my money.
It's so confusing that you're rich and your name is You Support. Spirulina, the song is about, I have this new weird tick or compulsion to rip off my face all the time. So I have this song. How does it go? It's something along the lines of rip, rip, rip off my face. Throw it around all over the place. A bing bong. And that's all I have.
Oh, you know what? I have to say, at first I wasn't hooked. And then you gave me bing bong and I was in. Because what you really need is a hook. And Bing yeah. Bong is your hook. And so I think from that's from whence you have to build out your song. Because, you know, you want something that's going to be that. That's going to be, an ear squid. I don't know what the term is. Something that lives in your ear and you just keeps repeating the song inside your head. So that when people are traveling the land, they're thinking, Bing Bong. And they just keep spreading it around, you know?
Yes.
I think it doesn't even matter what you sing in the verses as long as you come right back to Bing Bong.
Wow, good to know, good to know. Okay.
I think you're on the right track, I think you got something, but I do think that we need to work. I'd like to get in there and also see what trauma is making you sing Bing Bong. I know it's in there.
Yes.
Were you thinking of an owl before? Something that lives in your ear?
Oh, well, something squiggly that crawls into your ear.
It's an ear squid.
An ear squid.
They call it an ear squid. Well, one, because it is an actual tiny squid, but... it serves almost as a muse, where it keeps singing its song inside your head, and then it inks into your ear, and the ink travels down into your hand, out of your hand and onto paper, if you're lucky.
Oh, that's wonderful.
No, that's right. It's very rare to get the correct ear squid. So let's work together. I will take you on, because I like your spirit.
Yes.
And I think you have potential.
Bing Bong, thank you so much. Hey, Arnie. Psst, yeah? Arnie, don't look right now. Don't look. Usador has two little owls in his ear.
I thought at first that was just, like, poor grooming on his part, but you're right, they're beaks.
I think he thinks it's a universal experience of, like, you know, an ear owl, but I think he's the only one I've ever seen with an ear owl.
Yeah.
We should take a quick break so all of our listeners can feed the owls that live in their ears.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Yeah, sure. Also, John, is this why he's constantly saying his names all the time?
Possibly.
Because these owls are in his ear going, whoo, all the time.
Oh my goddesses, that's why he's so indignant all the time. When you mention someone, he goes, who? It's the owl speaking to him. Mm-hmm. This cracks the case that we've been working on for 7 fucking years. Well, we're going to come back with a different Usador.
So, Spirulina, jazz hands. You had this period where you were writing a lot more songs.
I'm sorry. I was below the table in a deep split, and I missed that part of what you just said. So hang on a second. Okay.
Wow, her feet, it's weird. They weren't kind of out on the floor. They were up at a 90-degree angle by her head.
I've never done that before.
Yeah, that's Bing Bong. Impressive. Bing Bong indeed.
See what I mean?
Hearing that back... I say it all the time, but nobody says it back to me. That is very catchy.
Oh, just wait till your first concert, baby.
Nobody says it to you?
When I say bing, you say bong, bing.
What? See what I wasn't thinking of it as a call and response. That's
Spirulina, see what I'm dealing with?
They'll raise torches. You'll see thousands of torches out in front of you, and they'll all be singing bing bong right along with you.
Yes, yes.
Bong.
Oh.
That was quite late.
Oh,
those
sorry.
Owls got to deliver the message faster.
So I'm sorry, Artie. You were going to ask me a question.
Oh, no. I welcome the opportunity because, you know, I feel like I flubbed that question the first time. But now you've given me a chance to say, Spirulina Jazz Hands, you have had a career as a singer and you spent a lot of time. Duh, you know what? I'm not doing any better this time.
No, you did great. First of all, thank you for addressing me by my full name.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I know what you're getting at. You want me to talk about myself, right?
I do, yeah.
Done and done. Yes, well, you know, it is interesting that after this journey where I learned how to eat everything I wanted to, not worry about what I was going to look like, learn how to curse my enemies, which I've always been afraid to do, and learn to be honest about who I detest.
It is fun.
Really set me free.
Of those three, did you have at the end of the day, which was your favorite? Eating, cursing, or detesting?
Oh, it's such a toss-up between eat, curse, and detest. There's a reason why those are the three words in the book. You know, I mean, if there was only one, I would have just named it eat, right?
So wait, there are no other words in the book?
In the title. My apologies.
Okay.
Good one. You caught me there.
Don't be so romantic.
Don't be ridiculous.
Arnie.
Oh, it's just a jibe. It's just a gentle jibe,
no,
and I'm not afraid of a jibe.
I have to ask because I have been fooled before.
You bought a book and there were no words in it?
Yeah, three-word book. Has anyone else bought this book? It's a piece of shit. Three-word book?
It's called three-word book?
Yeah, and inside it just says three-word book.
Well, that person is a charlatan.
But rich.
I wrote an actual book with many, many words. So, yes, as I was saying, I was And it's very special that I'm here because, Usador, I do have something I want to talk to you about. But yes, I was, just to give a little more background, I was continuing on with the songs. Mm-hmm. But as I said before, I kept on running into, either I would find myself just frozen in shock from adrenaline, as I said, not knowing what to do, watching someone else be the hero. Terrible, terrible subject for a song. And I appreciate you saying I could put a different spin on it. But in the moment, trust me, you know, a song is supposed to be about me. At least that's how I approach music. It has to be about me. And the story should be about me in some way.
You're telling your personal story through music. I understand that. Yes.
Well, thank you. And I did consider naming my book Me, Me, Me. Because if I really have to toss up what I like best, it's me.
Wait a minute. Can you say that title again?
Me, Me, Me.
Can you sing it?
Me, me, me.
That's something, right?
It is something.
What is a name you call yourself?
It is, you know, and that's so interesting because I have started to think about what I call myself, and I have so, I have so far to go. I have so far to go. And sometimes I drink tea and I think about it.
Yeah. Yes, you're creating the tapestry of your life. It's like a needle pulling thread.
Yeah, and honestly, based on like what you've done with my song and based on your talents, I think you'll go far.
Thank you so much. That is so kind of you. Oh, anyways, but let's bring us back to dough. Oh,
there's a deer. Let me get this deer out of here.
I didn't know they served deer in this joint.
A female deer?
Scram. Yeah, it was a female
deer. I believe
deer.
It was a female deer. Anyways, I didn't know they weren't allowed here. But yes, I have been thinking about that an awful lot. But sometimes when I would find these situations, myself in these situations, where something happened that was dramatic, sometimes I was frozen. Sometimes I didn't want to interfere because it didn't seem right. I'm trying to think of an example because I have so many songs to choose from. But, I suppose there was one time when there was a giant, and but the giant was involved in a domestic dispute with a more normal-sized woman. And also, you could just tell they were in a very codependent relationship. And sure. I've been doing so much work on myself. So this was one where I went to the giant's village where there was a festival. And I saw that there was a fight also. So there they were, the man and woman, husband and wife, having the biggest fight that ever was in their life. I wanted to help. He was scraping his nails against her face. I said, I must help and get her out of this place. But I didn't want to interfere. Also, it was so festive, and it seemed like if I jumped in, I would be passive-aggressive.
Wow, I gotta
say,
huh?
I sort of said, I don't want to interfere, and I don't, what if I say the wrong thing? And I made it about me. Mm. I made it about me in the worst way.
Yeah, a beautiful song, terrible story.
Indeed, I know. I know. And so that is why I am leaving that all behind. Yeah. And what I'd really like to do, and it's so interesting you're talking about Christmas. Sorry, am I saying it correctly?
Christmas, yeah. Because Chris must do whatever you
Chris
say.
Chris must do, right. And I'm fairly new to it because my family didn't celebrate anything. In fact, they celebrated nothing. Like, on the days that nothing happened, that's when we celebrated.
Oh.
It was very strange.
How would you celebrate what the days that nothing would happen?
So all of a sudden, everyone would just be sitting there. You know, my mom would be crying, as usual. And my father would just be sitting, you know, probably, whittling or beating one of my brothers.
And sure. And so, you did nothing to stop that,
right? Well, no, because, yes, because if I did, you know, I worried it would be the wrong thing. You know, you can see a pattern. This was not just happening recently. This was in my own life. I could have made a song about that, you know, sort of a rags-to-riches sort of story, you know, and I didn't. I let that happen, and I have a lot of shame about it. And but weirdly, my father would celebrate that. He'd say, "You just did nothing. Let's have a party."
Oh, gosh.
It was very dark.
What a horrible lesson for a child.
It was terrible.
And I hate to probe further into the story, but is this your stepfather? I feel like you. Last time we talked to you, you talked about how you never really knew your real father, but suspected it was Bruce the Sky God.
Yes, you know. Well, I think you sort of peeled back another layer, all right? So congratulations. That is sort of something that I had to do in my head to sort of get past it. I would imagine that my father was was Bruce, and I have to come clean and say that I'm not sure that that is quite true. I think it was just something that I liked to imagine. A lot of times I would have dreams, you know, where I woke up and the world was so colorful, and I had friends, and weirdly, they looked a lot like my father and my brothers, and we went on journeys together. My father was there, my brother was there, my other brother was there, and even if a witch was there, you know, we banded together, and we fought that witch, you know, and I would wake up, and I would believe it was so real.
That's shocking.
And sometimes Bruce was in those dreams, and I thought of him as a father figure. And then I would wake up and realize 'twas but a dream and nothing was going on. And then there was my father having a party for the nothing. It was sad. But, you know, again, it's still good to have dreams. And so I feel like I'm not getting to my point because I have a hard time sometimes with that. But anyways, I started learning about Christmas. And then I realized that this was missing something. We've got the wishes. But I would like to propose this an idea.
Oh.
Is that we're missing the musical element of Christmas, and I have written a few Christmas care orbs, if I could call them those.
Sure.
And they would arrive to you as an orb. And you know what I got to say? I would just love to be a singer that is known all throughout Foon, but only known for her Christmas care orbs. And it's almost as if she returns back to the salt-filled sea after winter solstice, and she only comes out and people celebrate her for her few Christmas care orbs.
Yes, it's like once a year we could carry you to the top of the charts where you would
be
number one again and again, and they would scream your name.
Can we hear some of the songs?
Well, I it's not fully written, but I had one specifically for Usador, if I could start with that one.
Oh, wonderful, yes.
I said, let's hear a song. You said, no, it's not fully written. And then you said, now I'll sing one about Usador.
Hey.
Is that right?
Hey.
Here's what it is. I'm nervous, all right? I'm trying. I'm stepping out again into, I'm taking off my tap shoes, as you can see. So this is very vulnerable for me. I'm standing on soft ground, and
fucking feet.
All right. Well, that's rude.
Spirulina, don't take any of this personally. I mean, just look at Chet. He's a fucking mess right now. He's got those weird socks. He's got boogers all over his face.
I still hear a lot of tapping and scratching. I thought that was the tap shoes the whole time. Me, Usador.
Spirulina, you gotta ignore Usador. He's got fucking owls in his ears.
If I'm supposed to ignore both of them, what? I'm supposed to just talk only to you?
Just lock into me, baby. Just me and you. I'm here for you. I want to hear the song.
Oh, I want to hear the song, too.
Well, my feet are ugly.
What?
I fell asleep in a barsonberry patch for 3 days once when I was a little girl. And as we all know, they age your feet terribly. And so I've had 78-year-old feet since I was 5.
That's very sad.
So I hope you feel, I hope you're happy with your comment. Had to make your comment.
I'm not. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's fine. It's fine. I am. How would you say? Fragile? You say it? Fragile?
So am I, and I think that's why I act out. I mean, when you just yelled at me and said, I hope you're happy, that reminded me of the story you told about the witch and your brother and dad dressing up, and I felt wicked, you know? And I think just, you know.
I see.
I'm not happy.
Well, you're right. You know what, man? My feet are very shriveled. Sometimes they just curl up. At the light of day.
I mean,
and
that's good. That's good.
The light of day.
And like I said, I am fragile. Is it fragile or fragile?
Fragile. I think if you're talking about a leg at Christmas time, it's probably fragile.
Oh. It's fragile. Sure, which happens all the time. Legs come up all the time. I have a song about that. But here's the song that I want to sing first. So,
See. Thank you.
I don't need a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I want. I don't need a bush with candles or something that's oozing pus. All I want is someone who will be nice and love me too. All I want for Christmas is Usador.
Oh.
Wow.
That's
so sweet.
But I don't want to.
Oh, wait, no, see, now, listen. Listen to you finding a hook. No, I was encouraging you. That's so great. I never thought that it would kick in with a beat like that. And that's amazing. I think that's exactly where the song should go.
Although, Spirulina, I'm trying not to. Every time he gets excited, he pulls his hook out from under the table, and it's dangerous.
He pulls his what out?
This hook. He's got this giant
Shut
hook.
Shut your mouth. I'll hook you.
We haven't talked about it on the podcast, but there was this crazy murderer that was going around Nibblebottom with a hook for a hand, and somehow Chunt got that hook, and he's just been playing with it.
Good Lord.
Well, I caught the killer. I should have the hook.
Why would you want to keep it when there's so much death connected to it?
Scare teens.
That is important.
It's the only reason I could think of.
Yeah, he's walking around going, I know what you did last solstice. It's weird.
I do know. I know what everyone did last solstice.
Everyone?
Yeah, of course. It's written all over their face. You can tell they were fucking. And so they should die.
Ray, a drop of golden sun.
That's a lovely image.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So I have a clarifying question about this Chris Must orb that I love.
Mm-hmm. Care orb.
First of all, I think it's just a great idea. You know, normally after you've already had like a musical career that's maybe sputtered out a little bit, that's the time where
you just release. Sure. That's just the semantics, but disagree. Sure.
If this song was a literal Chris Must wish, would someone own you?
Well, yeah. I think
if somebody said all I want for Chris Must is Usador, they would have you. They would own you.
I think for that one day, yes, I think they would have me along with them as a partner in whatever they wish to accomplish that day. I wouldn't put it in terms of ownership per se, as much as it is a boon, a friendship, a camaraderie. Just like the two of you benefit from my presence all the time. It's me, Usador.
Yes, that's interesting. And you certainly, gentlemen, could have asked me about what it meant too, since I wrote it, but I'll just share. But for me, I agree, that is what I had in mind. It's not necessarily that I would own him, but more like I just enjoy your company. And you know what? I am not a superficial person, and I don't need rich jewels, and I don't need gold, and I don't need this and that and fancy things. This is just about, and it doesn't even have to be romantic, I'll tell you what.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I'm happy to grant this wish personally, to spend the Christmas day with you. But I have many Usadors in my hat. For instance, perhaps you want to take advantage of Taken Usador. Taken Usador! I'm an Usador who has a certain set of skills and I can do anything. And you don't want to cross me.
What the fuck? That Usador is like 6'7".
Yeah. And also, Usador, that Usador is already spoken for.
Oh.
He's taken.
I'm taken.
Oh.
Spirulina.
Well, do you have a Usador that's like, I don't know how to describe it. Sort of like romantic, but also funny, you know, like rom fun. I don't know what the combo would be, someone out of a story that's, you know, romantic but also ha ha ha.
Yeah, I think you're talking about Husador.
Husador, Humidor.
Husador, H-U-G-H, Sador. Sort of a bumbling, charming, almost
perfect.
With a fun accent.
Yes.
Sort of blinks a little too much, but it works for him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hair always sort of jauntily in the face and the eyes. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I just I couldn't help overhear that you were talking about me, and I was hoping that perhaps I could spend the day with you if you would find it passable. I suppose it might not be passable. I barely am passable as I am.
Oh my gosh, he's so charming. After listening to him, it feels like love actually is all around us. Fuck, what was her name? Sally the Fox? I can't even remember. Fuck
Holly,
her.
Holly.
Sure, whatever you say. And Spirulina, you also inspirulina'd me. Earlier you said that Usador was such great company. And as soon as you said that, I thought, Arnie, for me, is such great company. And that I have a new song. Arnie, oh. Arnie, buddy, Arnie, Arnie, baby, Arnie, baby, Arnie, buddy, buddy,
Arnie,
Arnie, Arnie.
Arnold.
I guess it's not really a song. It's like,
No,
I'm
I
just
like
patter.
It. It's like,
it's like a, yes, I'm like talking like, fast.
It's like, Arnie, come on over for me.
Yes, yes.
We'd be so happy to talk to you.
That's it.
Arnie, Arnold. Come on over
Arnold.
For me.
Oh,
just be
Arnold.
The four
all my
of
gold.
Us.
Yes.
Only the four of us. And then something like, we enjoy you.
Sador.
Look, Chunt, John, I know how you're feeling. You want someone that asks too much. Someone that podcasts too hard.
Yes.
We should go to a break while Arnie thinks of what he wants to say next.
Someone to make you feel
someone
alive.
Someone to sit in your throne, you know, and ruin your slumber.
I love it. I'm going to start writing this down. Let's go to break. We'll be right back.
So, spiraling to jazz hands, you know, winter solstice is made up of so many different holidays. Maybe you could also do songs about some of the other winter solstice holidays.
Oh, I didn't realize there were more.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of which, by the way, when he said in Spirulina, I just have to say, I think that should be my name.
Ooh.
I think, really, that should be my star name for these songs. I really loved it. I don't know if that would be all right with you if I used it, but I adore it. Oh,
I would be honored. I mean, I assume I would no longer have to pay for your consultation from the previous session, but...
We'll chat. We'll talk about it. We don't have to worry about that right now.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Okay, good. I'm in Spirulina. There we go. I'm rolling with it.
Oh, wonderful.
Sorry, let me write down... I'm going to write down in Spirulina. Mark? Hey, Mark, can you come here for a second?
Yeah?
You have a loaf of bread. Can I trade you this, it says in Spirulina on this piece of paper. Can I trade you this for that piece of bread?
Yeah, sure. Here's my bread.
All right. Okay, now you're all set to use it in perpetuity forever. Arnie, I don't know if you know this.
I don't understand anything that just happened.
Arnie, in Foon, if you have an idea, you have to trade with Mark for something.
Mm.
And once you trade Mark for whatever he has, then it's like officially, there's some sort of magic where it just becomes like officially yours, if that makes sense.
Oh. But what about that rule where if you can write it down exactly the same, if you can copy it right, then you also can have it?
Well, that is a thing, but Arnie, you've tried that time and time again ad nauseum, and you've never copied it right. So I think we're true. Past that.
I always heard you could just send a bird to yourself.
I think that's
the
myth.
These are the conversations that make me feel so old, so out of touch. I'm trying to follow, and I just can't.
Well, Arnie is correct. There are many holidays that make up the winter solstice season all across Foon. Some one of the wonderful ones are Holidays, and of course, Gunderstein, and Hagbum, which is, you know, that is an acronym for Help a Greedy Businessman. There's Shiftmust. Chunt, you will celebrate Shiftmust, right?
One of my favorites, yeah.
And of course, there's Honda Days, there's Seasons Bleedings, there's Hanukkah, there's, let's see, what else is there? Vilpatinkini is a good one.
There's High Five and Mean It Day.
Mm-hmm.
There's Wish Your Mistress a Happy Afternoon, Wednesdays. It's just basically anything you can think of. We celebrate everything during the winter solstice
season.
All
during winter solstice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of it.
Administrative Assistance Day.
There's Wink If You Mean It Day. There's Get On All Fours Day. There's One Saints Day, Two Saints Day, Three Saints Day, Four Saints Day, Five Saints Day. I forget how high that goes.
Fight for Your Right to Party Day.
Do you want me to stop you, gentlemen, or should I just let you keep going?
Let us keep going, please.
Oh,
okay.
Live It Up Saturdays.
Yes.
Smelting Pot Tuesday.
Taco Wednesdays. Blitz Pop, which
I have heard of Smelting Pot. I hear it's very, very pricey and not worth it.
No, it's really not. They celebrate that on the islands in the southern part of Foon, where people go to vacation and spend money and waste copious amounts of gold.
Mm-hmm. And they dip things in the gold, right?
That's
right. Sort of
right.
Put it on sticks and dip it in the gold, and it sounds very gimmicky.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
I think it's all just a hoax. There's Hay Day, which is a day for horses. Hay Day is for horses, of course. I'm forgetting about 50 or 60 other ones.
This seems insane that there are so many holidays.
Insane day.
I feel like you're just making them up at this point.
You know, the holiday season can be so exhausting. There's so many of them to celebrate in such a small period of time.
Mm.
I almost wonder if that is a good subject for a song for the holidays.
About how I'd rather just celebrate none of them. I mean, you're talking my father's talk.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened to him. Maybe he just got tired of all the drudgeries and the expectations and
I forgot one. Bonksgiving.
Bonksgiving. Yes.
Yeah. And what happens in Bonksgiving?
Well, you have a almost like a cloth wrapped up around a rock, and you try and bonk someone on the head. If you successfully bonk them, you win 5 gold coin. But if you miss them, if they dodge it, then you have to do a 20 to 30 minute dance for them.
And like Chun said, it's
almost a cloth wrapped around a rock. It's actually a top wrapped around a pumpkin.
It's actually a turkey wrapped around a pumpkin.
Hmm. Ooh, I said a top, but I like a turkey better.
Oh, sorry. Like a inside's a pumpkin, inside like a game hen or a Cornish game hen.
Yes. Uh-huh. We met that guy once too.
A pump Duncan. To pumpkin.
Also, hey, I know that's not who, what you're talking about, but we gotta have Pump Duncan on the podcast sometime.
He's a weird dude. Pump Duncan is a weird guy.
What is he pumping all the time?
I don't know.
All right, so I like this bonks giving. It sounds like a sort of very niche thing that I could create a song for, and you have to hit someone. Walk me through it one more time. I'm so sorry.
Well, to be clear, you should never hit someone on a holiday. You're just bonking them.
But that's the tradition.
That's her tradition. Oh, so you bonk them on the head. Yeah.
It's a gesture of love.
That's
it's a love bonk.
It. Oh, love bonk.
Okay, right.
Baby love. That's
all right. Well,
you go ahead.
This is students becoming
well,
the teacher now. What's happening?
Well, I've got me a turkey that's as big as a gourd, and it's a... No, that's nothing.
Oh, I sure hope that you don't just run right past me and become much more famous, and someday I end up helping you write your funeral mass while you're sick in bed. I sure hope that doesn't happen, and they'll put me away in an insane asylum. And I'll say, I was as good as him!
Well, I do have syphilis.
Wringing my hands to the heavens! And there you are, playing your piano upside down.
As I to do. Okay, go ahead. Here we go.
So this is about, it's a love bonk for bonksgiving. And what it is about the coins?
If you bonk someone on the head successfully, they have to give you 5 gold coin. Okay. But if they dodge it, then you have to do a 20 to 30 minute dance for them.
So I think I should do this song, and I think if I'm going to try to be the voice of winter solstice, I have to sort of affect a specific sound, something that evokes that sort of, I'm around a fireplace, I've got a warm drink, so something like... All the family is gathered round, everyone is near. They're here to join in the love bonk. Everybody cheer. It's a day of romance. It's a day to join. But I want a love bonk and those 5 gold coins. How's that? Does that work?
That was incredible.
Oh, thank you.
And Spirulina, it's just so perfect the way you happened to just sing from your heart.
Oh, Husador.
So perfectly.
Husador, did you want to ask her something?
I just was hoping I could spend the Christmas the holiday with
oh, that's
with,
a little inappropriate. Husador, aren't you the prime ribster?
Oh, well, I just have to tell you, I would love to spend the holidays with you. I really would. I really will. But we're going to be friends. Okay, we're not going to have sex. We have to be friends.
I
don't know what just happened to me. I think I sort of became someone else with Husador.
Sex.
Husador does that.
Someone very bouncy and bright who just has stars in her eyes about romance and wants everything on the side.
Don't you see in Spirulina? You were talking about a Chris must wish to spend the day. But you don't need a Christmas wish. It seems like the real magic of the holiday season is that you two want to spend the day together.
Yeah.
There's no must necessary.
So wait, you're saying that it's not too late for me to learn how to have my wish and to be with someone I love?
Yeah, it's not too late. If you want to be with him, go to him. I mean, he's here, so you don't have to go to him, but
you don't have to, like, run through a long hallway and avoid security. It's like he's just right there.
I could go somewhere else if it seems like it's helpful for
you. No, it's
run.
Fine.
To,
I mean,
to,
it's true. I am just a traveling story songer, just standing in front of a Husador, just asking him to grant my wish.
But Husador.
Your wish is granted.
It was Husador. Oh. Hugh granted my wish. That's amazing.
I see what he did there.
He usually doesn't grant a wish, and I thought he'd always die on that hill. Oh, that's beautiful.
High fives. Husador out.
Hey, Arnie.
Yeah?
I really enjoyed what you said about it's never too late, and just very quickly in the last minute here, I don't know if you noticed, but I knitted and sewed you together this shirt. It says Love Bonk, and it's a turkey inside of a pumpkin.
Oh.
Would you mind wearing it?
Is this for me?
No, sorry, this is for Arnie.
Okay, sorry, never mind.
Oh, I can duplicate it.
You had your moment.
I can duplicate it and make one for everyone.
Bing, 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 bing.
Ooh.
Oh, it's Crosby Door.
Oh, this is too big for me. I'm tinier than that.
Okay.
Bing.
Yeah, we can make you a smaller one if you really want.
No, it's no big deal. I like to feel like I'm swimming in it. Like it's, maybe I'll pretend that it's, you know, it's Hughes and I borrowed it.
Arnie, you didn't, sorry everyone. Arnie, you didn't answer my question. Will you wear this shirt?
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I was so distracted.
It says Love Bonk, and it's a turkey inside of a pumpkin.
I'm sorry. I'm just so distracted by this almost love connection that's going on with these two. And sometimes they just can't see what's right in front of their faces. It's weird.
We all see that. Yeah, I can see that, too. It's like, you nincompoops. It's like, it's right there. But just reach out and grab it, you know. Did you want to wear this shirt, or?
There's a lot of snot on it. There's that. I mean,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No,
there's
no, no, no,
just
no,
a
no,
lot
no, no, no. Yeah, yeah,
snot.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, 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 no. Well, I better get to bed.
I'm Usador.
Yes, this has been amazing, and I do feel a connection with you. I don't know. Something about me wants to just instead. I don't know where this is coming from, but I have this feeling, and I think I'm going to act on it. I'm going to just leave, and I'm going to go meet someone else who's terrible for me. And I think what I'll do is probably just spend some time with him and try to sort of recreate the same several jokes that we created here, you know? And when he doesn't do that, you know, and he doesn't like to play the game where we pretend we know what the other strangers we're watching are talking about, and he's just such a dud.
Yeah.
I think I need to go do that first.
Yeah,
just find out if you're right for me, Usador.
That is... Mark, get out of the hall. Mark, get out of the hallway. Sorry, he's being a bit of a hallmark. I think that's a great idea.
Okay, so I think I'm going to go do that. I think that's healthy. But it's been wonderful spending time with you, gentlemen.
It's been wonderful spending time with you. And I'm excited to check out your book, you know. I love going to the school, taking the test, getting the grades...
Eat, curse, detest. It comes out in softback next week.
Oh, so it's going to be released in tattoo form?
Correct.
Bye, Spirulina. I mean, bye, Inspirulina.
Oh.
Bye, Spyro the Dragon.
You've inspired all of us.
Bing Bong.
Oh, Arnie.
Love Bonk. Arnie, love Bonk.
Another winter solstice wish has been granted, and I feel like we've really just kicked off the winter solstice season in the best way possible. And there's no wish that shall go unfulfilled this season.
Usador, why don't you grant one yourself? I mean, all the versions of you and your hats are granting them. Maybe, can you commit yourself to doing this next one?
I don't know. There's spells and stuff to do.
Usador, you've been a little sad this whole winter solstice season so far. Maybe throwing yourself into one Christmas wish is just what you need.
All right, fine. Just this next one, but that's it. Then everyone else has to take care of the rest.
Let's see. Here's one from... Oh, it's our old friend Activia Barleyfoot.
Hello. This is Activia Barleyfoot. That's right. Yep, that's right. Tremble. Tremble at the mere mention of my name, that's right.
Whoa.
Now, I don't usually celebrate Christmas, but this year I do have a winter solstice wish.
She doesn't sound happy.
Fuck, that's hard to say. Have you tried that? Winter solstice wish. It's a lot of stusses and shushes in there. Anyway, I did great. All right. Now, Chris, if you really do exist, which I don't think you do.
I do.
Must find and rescue my father, Otok Barleyfoot. All right, go. What are you doing? Go.
Right now.
Directive.
Oh, can she see
go
us?
Do
this
it.
Wish was pre-recorded.
What are you about for?
How does she know we're not doing
it? Happy Christmas, etc. Happy winter solstice and other things. Never mind, not happy. Angry Christmas and soggy winter solstice. That's what I wish upon you. A soggy winter solstice. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, I thought we already saved Otok. Didn't we talk about this recently?
I could have sworn we saved Otok.
Oh, fuck. We didn't. We never, for years and years, we never saved Otok Barleyfoot.
Yeah. Oh, we really dropped the pumpkin on that one.
That was what? We were supposed to do that, like, what, 6 months ago?
Oh, we pumped at the Dumpkin. Or whatever.
We pumped at the Dumpkin. No, Arnie. No. Hold on. You said it exactly right. We pumped at a Dunkin'. Let's say that a few more times so it really sets in. We pumped at a Dunkin'.
We pumped at a Dunkin'.
We pumped at a Dunkin'. Hey, hey, Usador?
Yes?
Can I ask for a Christmas wish?
Oh, yes, of course.
Usador can wear this Love Bonk shirt with a turkey inside of a pumpkin if he wants.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you so much.
Oh.
There, Arnie, I did as you asked. I fulfilled one of the wishes.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, you know what? Fucking shit.
What?
I just realized Spirulina 3 or 4 times kept saying she was frozen. I wish I would have tugged at that.
Tugged at that?
Yeah, like just kind of scratched at it, you know, followed up on it.
Yeah.
It's not often someone's frozen.
A weird way to say that. Chunt, you know what? You've been inside long enough. Go outside and play in the snow. And you saw after he's done, I guess we gotta go find Otok.
Not just find him. We must save him. For now, it is not only as our duty as the greatest heroes of Foon, but our duty as Chris of Christmas to make this wish come true!
And I was just wishing for the episode to be over, so we all got what we wanted. User of the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Spirulina Jazz Hands was played by special guest Nicole Parker, who literally shamed me out of a big group improv scene at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival about 15 years ago. But I've put that behind me. Check out The Neighborhood Listen, the very funny improvised podcast Nicole co-hosts with Paul F. Tompkins. New episodes of The Neighborhood Listen Season 4 are available on Stitcher Premium. And if you use the code NEIGHBORHOOD at stitcherpremium.com, you can get a free month trial. The Chris Must Wishes were provided by Rachel Bloom as the Tree Wench, Hank Green as Hans Hoffman Science Mothman, and Tawny Newsome as Activia Barleyfoot. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. People like Jack Gore, Jesse Glaspy, Emery, Noah B., Oscar Anderson, Heather, May Bovink, Sammy, Decayed Penguin, Ryan Fortner, Jenny Owen, Menos, Hattie Voglander, Heidi Nels, Ashley Tanzillo, Jane Yee, Hondo Montero, Ellie Graham, Flowers Numero Uno fan Kate from Shelter Island. Is that where Leonardo DiCaprio was an inmate the whole time? Okay. And Ryan Seneca. I had something to say about each of those names, but you're not looking at the giant sheet of copy in front of me. Patrons get ad-free versions of new episodes and the entire back catalog, plus at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus episode, a new Girls' Night episode with Flower, Momo, and Gianessa.
I did get some of the faculty sometimes to sign my yearbook. If you flip through this, most of them say, let's see, who is this? Never seen you before in my life. Why didn't you just stay in the same district? I feel like that would be less expensive.
I think that's fine for us to say, but it's very rude for them to say it.
That's true.
That's so rude.
Yeah. That they should already be like, this child is asking me to sign the yearbook and not another child, so maybe I'll just do her a solid, you know?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Flower, is this you?
What?
You were prom queen?
Oh, fuck yeah, I remember this now. Yeah, wait a minute, did we go to the same school at some point?
Yeah, I guess so.
What?
Look, you signed my yearbook.
Holy shit, I did. I was a professor at the school and also prom queen.
You said, fuck you, love Flower.
I've heard enough, but if you'd like to hear the entire episode and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Wow, there's more stuff about the Patreon I have to read? Patreon supporters also get access to the exclusive Hello from the Magic Tavern Discord. And apparently tomorrow, December 6th, at 7 p.m. Central, there's going to be a live audio meet and greet on the Discord, where Arnie, Matt, and Adel answer questions and chat with patrons. This allows me plenty of time to get as far away from that moment as possible. Once again, you can find out more at patreon.com/magictavern. This concludes the second episode of today's broadcast exclusively about Patreon details. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adel Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Oh, I feel strange again, but if it's a ticket out of here, check, please. What just happened? My head is spinning.
This is bad. You re-emerged again before finishing the credits.
The credits?
Yes, letting listeners know that this episode was edited by Stefan Dranger. Magic Tavern logo by Allard LeBan. Theme song by Andy Poland. Plus, you probably should have plugged the live show again.
What are you talking about? Is any of that important?
Well, the editing credit is pretty important.
Please, just tell me. What did I volunteer for?
Tim Sniffin, you volunteered to save all life as we know it.